The reason the eastern side of the City of London and the western areas of the capital fared so differently during the war is because the east end of London was a much larger target than the west, for numerous reasons. Firstly, just geographically, the aircraft dropping the bombs were traveling from the east to the west, which for the lucky people in the west sometimes meant that there was no more ammunition left by the time the planes got there. Secondly, London's wartime infrastructure, such as the ammunition factories, dockyards, and warehouses, were all based in the east, which meant bombings in this area were incredibly frequent. And lastly, it is worth mentioning that in the 1930s and 40s, London's Jewish population was based almost exclusively in the East End, rendering the East a much larger target than the West. With St. Paul's behind you, walk past St. Augustine on your left and continue down the pedestrian path here until you get to the street, New Change. Cross the road and keep the modern office building on your left. You will pass a tea shop called Bees of Bloomsbury and come to Bread Street Kitchen on the corner. At the end of Bread Street Kitchen, turn left onto Bread Street itself. Walk down and you have passed the restaurant on the right-hand side called Burger and Lobster. Just to the side of the restaurant is an alleyway called John Milton Passage. Go down the alleyway into the churchyard.